248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Planes, trains, automobiles, many of them still on the go deep into the night. How many? Well, about 4.5 million people flew by air. Many more traveled by car.
It's an unusual sight for sure. Mostly smiles at LaGuardia Airport Sunday afternoon as people made the return trek home from a Thanksgiving weekend.
It was good. Yeah, no delays, no trouble.
It was actually pretty quick. Surprisingly so.
Jackie says the only trouble she had was getting to the airport in Denver.
The traffic was really bad.
Eileen LaPalmer, CBS News at LaGuardia Airport.
Houston is dealing with a big water problem tonight, big enough to close all Houston Independent District Schools on Monday because of it. The problem is lower pressure than needed. The city of Houston now under a boil water notice.
The reason we're doing the boil water notice is the regulatory requirement. Our system maintained pressure. We never lost pressure fully, so there was never an opportunity for anything to enter our system.
Houston Water Director Yvonne Williams-Forrest. Just outside Washington, close to 100,000 customers are without power in Montgomery County, Maryland tonight because a small plane flew into an electrical tower. The two men aboard are reported okay, but stuck about 100 feet off the ground. Their plane now attached to the tower structure, bringing numerous curious onlookers and emergency responders.
The first thing they have to do is ensure that the power lines have been de-energized. They physically have to send a worker up there to make sure that the lines are de-energized. After that, they have to take the plane and secure it to the tower to make sure that the plane doesn't move, even though it's right now suspended by these power lines. And finally, they actually have to get the people out.
WTOP's John Aaron. President Biden returned from a holiday weekend timeout, still speaking out on the most recent rash of mass shootings.
Here on Nantucket, President Biden lamented the fact that some laws just weren't enforced in recent mass shootings, including a red flag law that could have kept guns out of the hands of a man who killed five and injured dozens more at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last week.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes. Well, with Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Unnamed Sunday all out of the way, next up, the big online shopping day.
Cyber Monday is only expected to do about 11 billion. People are being cautious and waiting for the retailers that are over inventoried at record levels of unsold inventory, waiting for retailers to get to desperation discounting.
And on Broadway this weekend.
I love you. I love Broadway.
Actress Nicole Kidman got a standing ovation after bidding $100,000 for a straw hat, that money going to charity. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Construction is wrapping up for the season, but when you are traveling this Thanksgiving weekend, the Wisconsin DOT is advising motorists to slow down, put phones down, and drive with caution in the remaining work zones. WisDOT is encouraging holiday travelers to plan ahead for heavy traffic along key travel corridors. Peak travel periods are anticipated between noon and 8 p.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd, and again on Sunday, November 27th. Counties that are still experiencing work zones in key travel corridors include Columbia, Juneau, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Portage. WisDOT Secretary Craig Thompson urges drivers to buckle up, drive sober, watch out for deer, and follow posted speed limits to ensure a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving for everyone. Thank you for listening to Civic Media, WFHR and WIRI, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 21. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
That they're going to use, because they always do this, especially in midterms, year after year, election after election, they will try to make you afraid. They will resort to fear. They want to scare the living daylights out of everybody. And most of the time, those fears have a very slender relationship to reality. So back in 2010, Republicans tried to make everybody afraid about deficits and death panels. Oh, deficits are going to ruin the country. It turns out the deficits didn't explode. We actually brought them down. And by the way, as soon as they got a Republican in office, they didn't suddenly care about deficits and pass big tax cuts for the wealthy.
Yeah. Barack Obama, the president, one more.
10 years later. Not a single person has faced a death panel from Obamacare. On the other hand, 35 million people now have health coverage thanks to the Affordable Care Act, and Joe Biden just made it that much cheaper to sign up. So that was their tactic in 2010. 2014, same playbook. Try to make you afraid of everything. Yeah, Ebola and ISIS and immigrants, and they were all coming to your neighborhood.
He is just the best. Fired up, ready to go. Okay. You know what else they have?
What?
Guess what just popped up on
what?
My phone from the Washington Post. Republicans sue to disqualify thousands of mail ballots in swing states. Critics call the suits an attempt at voter suppression. An attempt? Really? Now a warning?
On what grounds?
This is what they have. Fear and... Hurry.
On what grounds are they suing?
Do they need one?
It's yes, they do. Right. Courts would love one.
Right. It's like President Biden said yesterday. Do they need grounds for anything?
You know, I've already been told if they win back the House and Senate, they're going to impeach me. I don't know what the hell they're impeaching me for. No, I'm not joking. And then recently they said we should stop talking about that until we win.
Overwhelm the polls. That is all we can do. Overwhelm the polls. Mm-hmm. Please vote, vote, vote. Get everyone you know to vote. We're going to have a youngin', Victor Shi, on tomorrow, our friend, UCLA student. He said he tweeted absolutely stunning numbers out of Pennsylvania. So far, nearly 61,000 young Democrats in Pennsylvania voted. This time in 2018, that number was slightly over 15,000. That's almost 46,000 new voters. Young voters are showing up and voting, and there is nothing that will stop us. Go, youngins. Go, youngins. It's your birthday. Okay. Hugo Lowell tweets The Guardian. Trump has been counseled that he might not need to cooperate with the January 6th committee, depending on the results of the midterm election, since any contempt referral would almost certainly be withdrawn by a House GOP majority. If you still believe in, you know, truth, justice, the American way, vote blue.
Yeah.
you know, rule of law. We're a nation of laws, not men. That whole thing.
Whatever.
I know, it's quaint. Stephen Beschloss tweets, not prosecuting Trump would be a profound error the country will be suffering from for decades. Hear, hear. Oh, and here it is. Andrew Wortman tweeted, so an advisor to the most powerful Republican member of the Senate is putting out lists of companies who have pulled their ads from Twitter and suggesting they, quote, may be hauled in front of Congress if the GOP regains control of the House. Nothing authoritarian about that. Yeah, nothing more to see here. That's not fascism. Do we do... Oh, Elon does have one sponsor left. He does have one sponsor left. So that's
just one.
Yeah.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
One more.
They have a new branch in the Sudetenland.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
Jonathan Reiner, MD, one of the docs we follow, said, since the CDC doesn't talk much about COVID cases anymore, I'll remind you that 73% of U.S. counties still have high or substantial COVID transmission, and only 6% have low transmission. Get boosted, wear a mask in crowded places, and talk to your doctor about Paxlovid if you get sick. Also, we could cut down on flu season by masking.
Yeah.
By quite a bit, just saying.
There's a nasty flu going around.
Yes. And this is a nasty variant that's going around. Get your bivalent booster, and where is it available, Chris?
Walgreens and many other locations.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And now there is no antidote for it, but Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, God.
Here she is.
What are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, actually, I'm going to talk about destroying democracy, because apparently Democrats are running on the fact that Republicans are destroying democracy.
Right.
But you know what democracy is, right, Brian? Democracy is a government for the people and by the people. And it's really the Democrats who are destroying democracy.
Right,
and
really?
So I'm excited to lay that out.
I have a question. Is it that sibilant S that makes her sound so stupid, or is...
It's the word she uses.
Okay.
It's her.
Or is it the stupid that makes her sound stupid?
It's just the stupid that makes her. By the way, I think that was her.
Right. I'm sorry. What, Travis?
He was. Peebles, my boyfriend.
Now, was she cheating on the guys that she at CrossFit behind her husband's back with that guy, allegedly?
This guy does not look like he's ever done CrossFit. I'm just going to say, I may be body shaming a little bit there, he does not look like a CrossFitter.
Is he the right-wing TV network guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just,
which
a friend.
Which right-wing TV network? A janky one.
Yeah. People are saying, I don't know if...
There's rumors about her banging her new reporter friend.
Yeah. How do all the guys that she was banging at CrossFit behind her husband's back, allegedly, feel about that, allegedly?
I wonder if this is why the husband's asking for the divorce. Like, he didn't mind it, like, she was banging hot CrossFit guys, but now he's dating this reporter
this
dude.
Sure, allegedly. Did I say that enough? People are saying.
Well, she allegedly does CrossFit.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know.
You know.
Still doesn't look good in sleeveless. What?
No.
But the only crime victim you hear about from Democrats in the media is Paul Pelosi.
Huh?
Booze for Paul Pelosi. Oh, that's nice.
Paul Pelosi was brutally attacked by a drugged out illegal alien that should have been deported. And Paul Pelosi should have been a gun owner and shot his attacker.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So she wants to force
people. That was the opposite of thoughts and prayers. He got booze just by saying his name.
He got what was coming to him.
Yeah, sure.
And if he had a gun, it wouldn't have happened.
Uh-huh.
So she wants to force people to purchase guns and keep them?
I don't know. If the attacker had a gun, Paul Pelosi would be dead. So there's that way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fantastic. Second Amendment. Okay. And then there was this.
Democrats have ripped our border wide open. But the only border they care about is Ukraine, not America's southern border. Under Republicans, not another penny will go to Ukraine.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Our country comes first.
Mm. This story this morning, Biden's top national security advisor has been speaking with his counterparts in Russia in an ongoing attempt to de-escalate the nuclear threats by Putin. The aim has been to guard against the risk of escalation and keep communication channels open, not to discuss a settlement of the war in Ukraine. Chinese ally President Xi has made it clear to Putin that a nuclear weapon is a red line for him. One former KGB agent said Putin is not stupid and likely wouldn't act in a way that would ultimately result in his own death. Can I just say, the minute I read this story, I was like, how much do you want to bet Republicans are rooting for nuclear war so they can blame Biden? Mm-hmm. So they can say, oh, look what Biden caused by screwing up the Putin-Russia situation. I mean, it's just that's how... I mean, the fact that she's just come right out and saying we're going to stop helping Ukraine is... Okay. And she's only one of the right-wing ladies. Hello, Tudor Dixon.
Right-wing ladies, forward march. Vote against your interests. Yes. Right-wing ladies, do your part for those sons of bitches who will take away your right to choose tonight. Who'll keep moving their agenda to the right. But there is still hope among us. We can all get them to join us. And the right-wing men will know that they have failed.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Janice in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Janice, welcome.
Hello, how are you, Miss Stephanie?
Good, go ahead.
Okay, great. I do want to thank you, as well as Mr. Joe Madison. I don't know if he's supposed to name anybody else on somebody's show, but...
Oh, sure, he's coming. Like, he will be talking to us in about 15 minutes.
Oh, great. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I like how you, as well as himself, shut people down when they're trying to utilize your program for their platform to continuously spread gun lies and everything else that the GOPers are saying.
Right.
I think to me what is the most disheartening is the rhetoric of our own team. President can't be everywhere. Biden, Kamala Harris can't be everywhere. President Obama can't be everywhere. But what the Republicans do, they take one thought that their people have and they spread it and they keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And you can't deter them. You can't make them change their mind. When we talk to people, we say, I hope we win. I hope. They don't say that. They say, when we win, they say, when I win, y'all won't get another chance. We need to go out like a team.
Yep.
I can't believe that a football team coach is going to tell them, oh, y'all go out there and y'all try your best. If you don't know, they're going out there. We got this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And this was, speaking of,
we got this.
Yeah. And by the way, this was Russia's whole plan, is splitting the Democrats in 2016. Do not fall for it again. Yeah. We got a blue tsunami this
week. And we just
mother
fall right into the trap. But if we stay optimistic, and even our own team players are, well, I'm trying to hold on to my optimism. Well, don't tell the world. Just stay optimistic.
Thank you. Thank you, Janice. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's talking to you, too, because, pessimism's coming from inside the house. Yeah. Janice, come in here.
Well, then don't ask us our opinion.
I think that's best.
Okay,
thank you for
then.
That tip.
I'm glad you learned your lesson.
Thank you. One more. Miranda. Oh, hi. Miranda in Phoenix. Hello.
Hi. So, I got a question for you.
All right.
You know, you were talking about Elon this morning in Twitter. I'm wondering, you think it's possible that Elon is a secret progressive?
No.
And the whole reason he bought Twitter was to blow it up?
Because
you'll notice he bought Twitter and within a month he's destroyed it.
I don't know. That's generally a right-wing thing. And then Democrats have to come in and clean up the mess.
Up.
Yeah. So
That's our job.
Okay. It's our job, man. All right. Joe Madison is coming up in just a few minutes, 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's. Spruce. You were babysitting Spruce.
Yes. And I'm in love.
Wow. Okay. I thought I was the best dog mom in the world and was feeding them the best food ever. And then I found out meat meal was one of the main ingredients. And so it's not just in, supermarket foods. No. It can be in regular, what you think are good quality dog foods. It's no bueno. Mm-hmm. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I'm telling you, do it. I'm so glad I found Nature's Blend. It is a premium freeze-dried raw food from Dr. Marty, a renowned veterinarian who has worked with celebrities, countless doggy parents, to support the health and happiness of their dogs. Meat is the first four ingredients, real meat.
Mm-hmm.
It has zero artificial preservatives, fillers.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
And healthy skin and gut. You would notice their coat is shiny, their poops are firm and fantastic. It just, that makes me smile because it's a thing. Okay, for a limited time, save 54% off right now. Receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
I'm going to be so mad when my mood elevators wear off.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effect, see result in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my piggies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, T-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 25. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, overcast. High temperatures reach up to 51 Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Chance of snow, 30 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
We could have had it going, but she lived the dream.
yes, the Black Eagle will land here in just a few minutes. Joe Madison, Sirius XM. Very exciting. All right, the president yesterday.
Well, the press legitimately pointed out that the days when Biden was known as a guy who was a bigger uniter in the United States Congress, they're gone. He doesn't understand. They're gone. They're over. You can't do it anymore. Well, folks, if we can't unite this country, we got a gigantic problem. No democracy can be sustained without the informed consent of the people and everybody joining. Not a joke.
Abby in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Abby, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Good. Just wanted your viewers to know, especially if you live in Pennsylvania, that there are some counties in Pennsylvania and there could be more that are rejecting ballots because people didn't put the ballot in a secrecy envelope, lack of signatures, or voters didn't date the back of the envelope. Right now, I know of it's happened in Monroe, Philadelphia, and Allegheny, and it's because the GOP has stopped the election board to contact these voters. So Monroe County is desperately trying to figure out they're setting up a phone bank and trying to contact these voters. Mm-hmm. And if you want to help out, you can go on Twitter and you can DM them at Monroe PA them. But you have to follow them, they'll follow you back, or you can call them at 570-421-2400. So this,
okay.
This is, you know, definitely
affect. Yep. No, I hear you. We kept saying we have to be on the lookout for Republican. And here we go. Washington Post just now. Republican officials and candidates in at least three battleground states are pushing to disqualify thousands of mail ballots after urging their own supporters to vote on Election Day in what critics are calling a concerted effort at partisan voter suppression. You think? In Pennsylvania, the state Supreme Court has agreed with Republican National Committee that election officials should not count ballots on which the voter neglected to put a date on the outer envelope, even in cases when the ballots arrived before Election Day. Thousands of ballots have been set aside as a result, enough to swing a close race. In Michigan, Christina Caramo, the Republican nominee for Secretary of State, sued the top election official in Detroit last month, seeking to toss absentee ballots not cast in person with an ID, even though that runs contrary to state requirements. When asked in a recent court hearing, Caramo's lawyer declined to say why the suit targets Detroit. Anybody? Bueller? Washington Post goes on to note that is a heavily Democratic majority black city, but not the entire state. And in Wisconsin, Republicans want a court ruling that will prevent some mail ballots from being counted when the required witness address is not complete. Over the past 2 years, Republicans have waged a sustained campaign against alleged voter fraud. Experts say the litigation, which could significantly affect Tuesday's vote, represents a parallel strategy of suing to disqualify mail ballots based on technicalities. While the rejections may have some basis in state law, experts say they appear to go against a principle enshrined in federal law of not in disenfranchising voters for minor errors. I guess we knew this was going to happen. I don't even know what this one's about. A senior Republican lawmaker suing to block her home state of Wisconsin from counting military ballots because she fears fraud is involved. I mean, they're going to try everything they possibly can.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. That's what I mean. It's just they are the only part. Who just said that? Was it? Obama was just talking. This is the only party that tries to stop people from voting. Give me four again. President Obama.
This is one of the only major parties in worldwide that actively tries to discourage citizens from voting. Hey, don't boo. Vote. Vote. They can't hear you boo, but they'll hear your vote. They pass laws to make it harder to vote. They're, a lot of times, many of the elected officials or the people who are running to run elections right now are suggesting that maybe they...
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra.
Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little. A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Saturday, November 26th is Small Business Saturday, which has grown into a Thanksgiving weekend tradition and going strong since 2010. November 26th also kicks off Shop Small Wisconsin, and Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers are encouraging Wisconsinites to shop local and support Main Streets and small businesses in Wisconsin this holiday season through December 31st. About 2/3 of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the community, and small businesses are more likely to hire locally, buy supplies locally, and give back to our communities. Show your support to your neighbors and communities this holiday season and shop small, Wisconsin. Thank you for listening to Civic Media on air or online. We are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to podcasts.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 21. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 32. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
POTUS. Okay.
In the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Grab them by the midterms. T-shirt's still available at stephaniemiller.com. Okay. Can I just say, there are some people, there are some voices that are stronger than others in this fine America of ours. And one of them is Joe Madison, the Black Eagle, has landed on the Stephanie Miller Show from SiriusXM. Good morning, Black Eagle.
And I'm going to say this up front. No lie, voices don't lie. I'm going to say this. I said it to Chris while we were hooking up. This is what drives me crazy, but I'm working with you guys. Every day after my show, I get in my car and I listen to your show if I got to go over here, go over there. And I say that I just want people to understand that's exactly what I do Monday through Friday,
you know,
every day. And you've got, I'm going to say something, Stephanie, you've got the best ensemble.
Thank you.
And that's what I call it. That I think that's on talk radio. You guys, you really are.
Thank you.
I mean,
I'll take the compliment on behalf of my ensemble, but I have met your lovely wife, and I thought you had much better taste in women. But if you like me, I am honored.
Now, wait a minute. Is that
to share your love.
Left-handed? I mean, Sherry's looking at me like, what did she just say?
Oh,
but
because
anyway, I think it
because
was
she's
compliment.
Like the most beautiful, classy woman in the world, and the fact that you also like me. Is
that well?
What to
you
tell
know,
you
both are classy in your own way.
you got to meet President Obama. We just played him a second ago. You said America's first Black president. Sharon and I are blessed to be able to see this in our lifetime. Honestly, I never dreamed that it would happen. Joe, I've said as a gay woman, I never dreamed marriage equality would happen in my lifetime. And so here we are today, right? We've made all of this progress, and it feels terrifying the degree to which we could go back tomorrow if we don't turn out and vote.
That's what I said this morning on my show. I mean, I am losing sleep. I really don't know how it's gonna turn out. But I gotta tell you, here's what I said today. Forget all the polling. I don't want to hear a poll. I don't give a damn if it's the New York. Oh, I got to watch myself because I'm
that's
not
right.
Just
yeah.
serious. I see, I have a cuss jar. You guys know I have a cuss jar.
Yeah, no, every we do time, not.
Every time I say a curse word, a cuss word, because Black people cuss, they don't curse,
right.
And they don't swear. So I put a dollar in my cuss jar.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to hear about a single poll. I don't want to see any major media network tell me today right. about any poll.
Yeah.
All polls, ignore them.
You said it best on Twitter, Joe. You said polls don't vote. People do.
People do.
Right.
I mean, forget it. I mean, every time, and these pollsters, they get paid big money, and they're going to be polling tomorrow, and the reality is we don't know, but I don't know, but it's about turnout. There's got to be more decent people. Like you and Chris and my people and your listeners and my listeners, then there are these crazy people.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you make fun of at a campaign rally when an 82-year-old man gets attacked in bed at 2 o'clock in the morning? And when it comes, and I said this, I get to say it. I don't know if you can say it, but I'm going to say it. Frangela probably knows what I mean. Herschel Walker reminds me of an old TV show that used to come on called Amos and Andy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of controversy about Amos and Andy at the time.
Yeah.
But Herschel Walker reminds me of the character Kingfish. Now, Andy and Amos, they were pretty decent characters. Kingfish was the hustler. Kingfish was the liar. Kingfish was the one that had a scheme going all the time. So I'm just saying on the Joe Madison show, and I'll say it, and they can tweet it if they want to, Herschel Walker is like Kingfish.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, Stephanie, what really bothers me, the man with the third woman that had to be, he drove to the facility to make sure she went.
Yeah.
He did not have the decency to go into the waiting room with her.
Yeah.
He did not have the decency to go in there with her because he didn't want to be recognized.
Yeah.
And that tells you a lot about the kind of character that he has as a man. Any decent man.
Yeah. It's profiles
would at least gone into the waiting room with her.
Yeah. That's a whole party, Joe, is like profiles and cowardice. We were just talking about how Dan Crenshaw said behind closed doors, they all admit the big lie is a lie.
Yes.
And yet
yes.
Here we are. You personally went through a hunger strike, which scared the bejesus out of me about voter suppression. And you tweeted high turnout and voter suppression can take place at the same time. And they are. You just said with election deniers running for office, our right to vote is on the ballot. I mean, I'm just reading a story this morning on air as it broke, Joe, about from the Washington Post about Republicans in swing states trying to get mail-in ballots thrown out. I mean,
exactly. And the hunger strike, look, you know, Dick Gregory, I was channeling Dick Gregory.
Yeah.
Because he and I had gone on a couple of hunger strikes together, Stephanie. So I knew what I was doing. Look, there were people like you. I'm scared. Are you going to be all right? Don't kill yourself. Yada, yada, yada. I understood that. And I went in with that. But there were people on the other side, these maggots, they call them, these maggots, they sat up there, I hope you die. Well, you know, these would be the same people when John Lewis walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He thought he was dying after being clubbed in the head. These are now the children of the same people who would say, well, I hope John Lewis dies. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. And we better recognize that there's more of us than there is of them. And between now and tomorrow, it is about turnout. This is really what it's all about. So I'm with you. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be, optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be optimistic. I think it'll work.
Yeah. And you know, the way you speak about certain issues, I just, you know, you're so one of a kind. You tweeted, black men, don't let the media or anyone else use you as a scapegoat. Vote. You just said, get souls to the polls and mobilize because our democracy is on the ballot. I feel like that's been said so much that people don't understand. It is literally the truth that our democracy is on the ballot, period. That's what this election's about.
And who was it? Clyburn.
Yeah.
We played a clip today. Clyburn, who was a history teacher, who was a historian. He said, look, I know that there is a comparison between what Hitler and the Nazis did in the 30s in Germany. There are parallels to this history. And he is absolutely 100% correct. Today's brown shirts are the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and there is no question about it, because the brown shirts did what the black shirts did in Italy. Hitler admired Mussolini and the black shirts. He was a big fan, and then along comes the brown shirts, and what did they do? They beat up people.
Yeah.
They went after Jewish people. They went after just anybody who wasn't a potential or a Nazi.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, and one third, he got elected by just one third because most people didn't take Adolf Hitler and the Nazis seriously.
And also,
I think Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. Also, he got away with the coup. And this is what it is so critical that Donald Trump be prosecuted. I mean, people, okay. Like, if you read a history book, Hitler came back. I mean, and we hear November 14th, Trump's going to declare to try to presumably stay out of prison. I mean,
that's right. And by the way, that, you know, and I learned this from your group. I mean, you get some really good lawyers on and I learn and listen. So he can also use that campaign money.
Right.
Yeah. He's using that campaign money. And I can check with an attorney, but I think he's using that campaign money to defend himself. And look at these scoundrels. I mean, I wouldn't give Alex Jones, I wouldn't give him a second on a podcast or radio. And this has nothing to do with the First Amendment. I wouldn't give Bannon, matter of fact, Bannon used to work down the hall from me. Yeah. I had to pass him, and he looks the same then as he does.
What is that? What does that smell like? Is that bad?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I hold my... You know, and
Joe Madison is holding his nose for those of you that are just listening on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm,
Joe.
Yeah.
You know, this is why I value what you do so much because, you know, our dear departed Eric Bowler used to tell us all the time, part of, you know, our problem is mainstream media they literally talk about what are Republicans mad about. I don't know in what universe how this could even be close tomorrow. When you look at Biden's accomplishments and what he is, it is absolutely unprecedented. And these candidates on the right are unprecedentedly awful. The fact that it's even close, I mean, makes it all the more important that voices like yours are out there.
Wait, hey, I don't know if you got this or not. D.L. Hughley, the comedian.
Yeah.
Maybe I can send this to you. Walker hits back at Obama. Put my resume against his resume. Remember? So I heard you guys talking about it, right?
Yeah.
So here's Obama's resume. Let's see. First black president of Harvard Law Review, U.S. Senator, President of the United States, won the Nobel Peace Prize, Emmy winner, two-time Grammy winner. Let's see. Three number one best-selling books. Time Magazine Person of the Year. Oh, I'm sorry. Twice. multi-million-dollar Netflix deal, and killed Bin Laden. Herschel's resume is right next to him. Good at football, holds Georgia's single-season pregnancy record, and brain broke.
Yes, I saw that tweet.
Oh, you did good.
Very funny.
I mean, and I'm posting it. I'm really. I mean, give me a break. And then wait a minute. And by the way, my fake FBI badge is a real one. And in Georgia, you can't even make a citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
I mean that's the law now.
As Frangela says, every time I mention Herschel Walker's chicken company, their soul dies a little more.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Frangela is on. Now, I think we have a Detroit connection, if I'm
Angela's
not mistaken.
Yeah, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I ran the NAACP. I mean, I cut my political chops on in Detroit. But I tell you, you can tell her this. My wife can be listening. You can be listening. She stirs my soul.
Hello, Black Eagle.
Go on. She is Detroit. I don't think y'all realize what you're listening to.
There's some Motown up in here. All right. Black Eagle.
I mean, that's right. She's Detroit strong.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You got some Motown up in here, mother... Okay. Black Eagle, give us our marching orders. Give us our pitch. Give us your midterm pitch.
Wait, Wait a minute. You see, you're going to have a swear jar. You know,
that's what I have a bleep button for. All right, go, Black Eagle. Give us our marching orders. Give us your midterm pitch.
Yeah, get your asses off the couch, wherever. And we can't say ass on.
Yeah, you can. You already did. It's too late now.
And please vote. Not only go vote, take somebody to vote with you. Knock on doors. Make phone calls. And do me a favor. Don't argue with these maggots. Don't argue with them. Just leave them to themselves. I mean, you know, that's the marching orders. This is about turnout.
Yep.
There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. So
there you go. We love you, Black Eagle. And come back anytime.
No, love you back and looking forward.
I know you don't love me the way you love you, some Angela Shelton, but I'll take whatever kind of love I get from you. See you next time, honey. There he goes.
Thanks,
Joe Madison.
You, everybody.
Sirius XM, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Man Crates. Oh, this is a cool new sponsor.
I'm excited about this.
Right?
This is going to be good.
I want a crowbar.
Men. That is the coolest thing.
That is.
Okay. gifts for the kids, check. Right? Your mom, check. But what about the Menses in your life? The handsome romantic Menses?
Yeah.
Like I'm surrounded by. This year, get them a gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care. Hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the whiskey appreciation crate.
I'm in.
Oh, Travis.
I'm in.
Somebody's Christmas
I
present.
I don't mind the whiskey.
With a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks, or the Grill Master crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. I feel like I just gave away my two Christmas gifts to you guys. Now there's no surprise.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. Okay. Man Crates packs his gift in a unique container, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personally, it is literally a crowbar. You get a crowbar to open your Man Crate.
Which is awesome.
It's fantastic. Personalization is free. Every Man Crate gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Find his perfect holiday gift at mancrates.com. That is mancrates.com.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard anyone say about anything.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
An awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use? It is possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show them you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks, or the Grill Master Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience too. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. The holidays are here. Get something for all the men in your life at mancrates.com. Don't forget the code is BFWEEK22, mancrates.com. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I own a set of their sheets. You cannot believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo that makes them naturally temperature regulating, so you'll sleep comfortably year round. I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. You're going to love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool, reusable canvas bag. Save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie, CozyEarth.com.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back,
Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 26 overnight under mainly clear skies. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 41. Lows around 34 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday. Chance of snow on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, little babe, let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hand and that is around.
What? Could you preemptively load the entire shut up cannon?
It's loaded.
Elon Musk has tweeted, to independent-minded voters, shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for a Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic.
Shut the f*** up. Shut all the way the f*** up until you reach the top of Shut f*** Mountain, where there are no more f*** ups to shut.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Okay. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody. And it was great listening to Joe.
Yeah.
I could never be, he's very popular. I could never get on. But
I see what your point is. I am somewhat, of course,
popular.
Yes. I am also not in the Radio Hall of Fame, and Joe Madison is. But that's not important now.
You're.
Any schlub clearly can get on my show.
I never said anything. I never said anything even remotely like that. So please,
does Joe Madison have a jingle for you? No, he does not, Kevin.
Where is this coming from? Oh, what line you?
And Steffi, he's all that you need.
Joe Madison's popular. All it takes to call you is an opposable thumb. Yes, go ahead, Kevin.
You are too popular to be stepping any place.
All right, I'm going to slam you into a heartbreak so fast you have like 20 seconds.
I know he said he didn't want to hear polls, but Steve Konecki, who I really hate, I was doing polls, but this morning he said that Democrats have caught up both in the generic and for who went through Congress and in enthusiasm. So I think that's a good thing.
One would hope so. If we're not enthusiastic, enthusiasms. Mm-hmm. If we're not enthusiastic at this point, I don't know what it's going to take.
And I am enthusiastic about you, Stephanie. You're at my...
it's too late now. It's too late now.
Damage
is done. Love you. Goodbye. I blewed him up. Jen Kirkman.
A long time.
I know. Jen Kirkman next.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing.